Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks are on a bit of a roll now, winning their last three and four of their last six games. They want to keep that roll going tonight here at the United Center when they play their last home game, last game overall, before the holidays begin. Their opponent is the Florida Panthers, who they beat in November down in South Florida in overtime. And tonight, the Hawks will go for a season sweep. Down to center ice we go. Happy holidays, one and all. Merry Christmas. And the puck is down. The Panthers control off the draw. Brendan Perlini with the puck left corner to Dylan Strome, back of the net. Strome looking for a pass. He did. On the right circle, Murphy shoots. He scores! First goal of the season for Connor Murphy. He paid the price on the road trip, and now he cashes in on home ice to give the Hawks a 1-0 lead. Look out. Here's Howluck with a shot. He scores! Dahlstrom tried to get in Howluck's way and make sure that he couldn't get to a pass. Dahlstrom fell down, and Howluck let it go from the right wing circle in the Hawks zone. That's his first National Hockey League goal. Augustusson through center ice and over the Panther line on the right wing. One too many deeks. Matheson pulled the puck off his stick and raced down behind the Panther net with it. Headman pass to Howluck in over the Hawk line down the slot. He shoots and scores! He got his first NHL goal in the first period. He picks up his second here in the second period, and he gives the Florida Panthers a 2-1 lead. Here's DeBrincat, bottom of the left circle. In front to Strome, he scores! DeBrincat's pass to Strome hit his skate, ricocheted off the iron, and it laid to the right of the Panther net. There was DeBrincat to bury it. We're tied at two with a power play goal. Now to Hoffman, top of the right wing circle. Former Ottawa Senator to the corner. Moves it right point to Uyghur. To Hoffman, top of the right circle again. Closes and fires. He scores. That was in and out of the net so quick. A couple of the guys were still playing. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers retake the lead at 3-2. Ward sends it over near corner to Seabrook. Passing up the right wing, Kane. Tried to advance it through center ice. Taken away by the Panthers. Uyghur into the Hawk zone. Fired it on goal. Turned wide by Ward. A rebound. McCann shoots and scores. Now the Panthers are coming at the Hawks with everything they got. For Jared McCann, that's also his second goal against the Blackhawks this season. It makes it 4-2. Back pass to Matheson near the point. He moves into the top of the circle and then lost the puck, rolled off his stick. Taken back by McCann to Malgin. Right circle, shoots and scores. Hawks had an opportunity to clear the puck but mishandled it. And a pass over to Dennis Malgin in the right circle. He beats Ward on the short side with a shot. It's now 5-2 Florida. Out of the Hawks in comes Murphy to center ice. Put it in over the Panther line along the right wing. Kane put it in front of the net. Strome shoots and scores! A great play by Patrick Kane, and maybe even a better play by Dylan Strome, who went to the right area and caught a perfect pass, and all he had to do was redirect it into the Panther net. The Hawks get one back and now trail 5-3. Drop the puck, Hawks get it. Kane shot it through, saw it in the right circle, tried to fire, block. Loose puck, Kane knocked it out, but then Barkov took the puck away. Sends it up the left glass to center ice. Petrano's got it, sends it toward the Hawks' empty net. He scores. It's an empty net goal for Frank Petrano, and the Panthers will take a 6-3 lead and will take a win back to South FLA.